of crazy. We are clearing out probably 95-98% of everything that I own. I've never done anything like this before. I'm attempting to reduce my life to 2 suitcases. As you guys know, if you've watched my videos, I spent real money for this $1 million of fake money. For some of the shots, I put real $100 bills on it just to make it seem more realistic. But now that I'm gonna try to sell this thing to someone, I have to go treasure hunt and find what the real dollar bills are. So you can see, like, this one is fake, this one is real. So this one says motion pictures purposes, this one says United States of America. So I gotta pull this out and hopefully I don't make a mistake. Now I'm sad because this was my first really big investment for YouTube. Obviously I don't want to have an entire suitcase just dedicated to fake money. I don't even know how TSA would react to that. And what I did is I took pictures of all the stuff that we're selling or we have for free. And I just said yard sale from 5 to 6 p.m. So in about 20 minutes, a bunch of people are going to come to the house and just go crazy picking up everything. We said that the first 10 people are gonna get a free bottle of alcohol. And then we also enticed people by putting a nice printer for free because we figured a lot of people would try to come over for the printer and then they would pick up other free stuff that we need to get rid of, so. Hi.
Come on in.
You can pick a bag if you want and I'll show you what's for free. Okay, you're the first one, so you get the printer.
Everything from this string to that string is awesome. I feel like Santa Claus, like everyone's walking out with these massive bags.
All right, so how did we do? As you can see, all of my stuff is gone. The place looks so big now. I literally managed to get rid of all of my things, my furniture, my stuff, in 8 days. I made around $3,000 selling my things, and I know I probably could have made more, but I just wanted to get it done, so I gave away a lot of things for free or sold them for very cheap because I was excited to just get it to this state. Honestly, I was shocked at how much I still had lying around my house, especially because just a few weeks back, I did a decluttering and got rid of my old work clothes and other clothing, but there was just still so much stuff. It seemed I barely scratched the surface, but now I can honestly say I sold everything except for these 2 suitcases. So I know what you're thinking, why am I reducing my life to just 2 suitcases? In short, I'm leaving Japan because I've reached a point in my life and my business where I no longer have to be tied down to one place. And I know that this is the right time in my life to make such a drastic change. And I'm excited to become a digital nomad. If you haven't seen it already, I'll link my video on why I'm leaving Japan below. The obvious reason for selling my stuff is I want to work while traveling the world. But bringing all my possessions with me isn't practical and it certainly isn't affordable. I don't yet know where my next home base will be, but I'm sure that moving my stuff from Japan to another country would probably cost more than the stuff is worth. And sure, I could just leave them in a storage container, but then I figured if I'm not using it, what's the point of keeping it? Instead of hoarding all of these things out of sight in a storage container, I'd rather know that these things now belong to someone else who's getting use out of them. I have my goals set in place. I want to travel, explore new cultures, and continue to grow my business. And I started to look at all my stuff and ask myself, does this help me to get there, to achieve my goals? If it did, I put it in my suitcase. If it didn't, then I got rid of it. As you get older, you start to accumulate all of this random stuff, from clothing that doesn't even fit to obscure kitchenware you have no idea how it actually works. And once you start being intentional about the stuff you own, asking yourself whether you really need it, you quickly discover that probably 90% of your stuff can go. At least that's the case for me. A really simple test is if it went missing for a month, would you notice and care enough to buy a replacement? And for me, the majority of what I had, the answer was no. Of course, some things are irreplaceable and maybe you have a deep sentimental attachment to them. Those were the hardest for me to get rid of. When you take an object and attach to it a memory of a certain time or event in your life or a certain person, maybe someone you've lost, it can feel like you're going to lose that memory if you get rid of that physical possession. But I tried to be logical and ask myself, is getting rid of the sentimental thing something I'll regret, or will it be freeing because I know that it's now going to be used and loved by someone new? And for those few sentimental things I knew I would regret getting rid of, I sent those in a box to my parents along with my artwork. I also sent my diplomas since I figured I paid $200,000 to Georgetown Law to give me this piece of paper, so I should probably keep it around. Another important reason for simplifying my life is I don't want to settle in the wrong location. I can't see myself being a digital nomad forever. I think it's going to be really fun for a few years, but eventually, especially when I have kids, I want to give them stability. And to me, that means having one place to call home. But right now, for the next few years, I want to take my time to explore different countries and cultures and figure out what feels like home. And I don't want to make a mistake when I pick a place to settle down, and owning a lot of stuff would force me to do this sooner. I'd be concerned about the storage costs, or shipping everything would be so difficult that I just want to stay in the first place I went to. Now I'm free to go to a location for a few months, getting to know the people there and the culture, without worrying about dragging along with me hundreds of pounds of furniture and other things, and every move to a new country being a whole production. There's something called Parkinson's Law that says work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. For this kind of extreme decluttering, where I'm getting rid of 95-98% of my things, if I allowed myself 6 months to do it, it would take me 6 months. If I gave myself a year, it would take me a year to prepare. So being the all or nothing person I am, I gave myself 8 days. As soon as I knew it was time to make this jump, I knew I didn't want to drag it on. Logistically, that meant getting rid of the big furniture first. I posted in quite a few Tokyo Facebook groups that I was selling all of these things and had an Excel sheet to keep track of the status of each thing. I've also moved many times and I know how flaky people can be when you're trying to sell used furniture, so I made everything first come first served, and the only way to reserve an item was to send me a deposit. As you saw, I also did these two massive garage sales that I announced in Facebook groups, but I don't have a garage, so it was just actually in the apartment, and probably 40 to 50 people total came. This was the line outside my apartment for one of the days, and many people actually arrived with empty suitcases. I also donated a car full of things to the Salvation Army, and I hope someone will get use of the things that I once loved. Fitting my stuff into two suitcases gives me the flexibility to really get to know a place first. I'm not reliant on what I've read in travel guides or heard from real estate agents. I can truly experience the place in all its wonders before making a decision. And the only way to do this is simply going to the area and getting to know it myself. As great as this all sounds, I'm still nervous. I've made such a nice life in Japan, and I'm really comfortable here. And while it's thrilling to now get to experience the world beyond what I've grown accustomed to, I'd be lying if I didn't say that it's still uncomfortable. It's like going to a party where you don't know anyone. You know it has the potential to be a lot of fun, but at first you feel a little nervous and out of place. But traveling the world has been on my bucket list for a long time, so I feel like now is my shot. It's my new, truly minimalist life, and I've never done something like this, and it's pretty insane by my standards. Starting from scratch in a way, getting rid of 98% of all the stuff that I've collected in my life. And I am leaving behind a part of myself. I know when the first person came to buy the glass coffee table that I love, I felt a bit sad, like, wow, now this is real, I can't go back, and this is a chapter of my life that I'm saying goodbye to. But I don't regret any of it. As you get older, you get this clearer picture of what's essential in your life. For me, it's my freedom and being able to see and spend time with my family whenever I want to. Part of being free, at least my definition right now, means not being bogged down by physical possessions. At the end of the day, I determined that 98% of what I had was just stuff, replaceable. And that 2% that I need is in the suitcases, including, of course, my pile of white shirts for this channel. I've made it to Stockholm. I'm so excited to start this new digital nomad life. The flight was pretty smooth, just a 10-hour flight, and we were on a flight full of Olympians. So got to speak to one of them. She was really nice. She just got 8th place in one of the sailing competitions. But that was it. I'm here. We're so excited. And I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for watching the video. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the like button, and I'll see you in the next one.